King Wenceslas looked out on the feast of Stephen, when the snow lay round about, deep and crisp and even. Brightly shone the moon at night, though the frost was cruel, when a poor man came in sight, gathering winter fuel.
Hither, page, and stand by me, if thou know'st it's telling. Yonder peasant, who is he? Where and what his dwelling?
Sire, he lives a good league hence, underneath a mountain, right against the forest fence, by St. Agnes Fountain.
Hello, Simon. Hello, everyone. This week, we're going to be taking a close look at the words of a favourite Christmas carol, Good King Wenceslas. The version you heard just now was sung by the Irish Rovers, and it remains one of our most popular British carols. Children sometimes ask, is it a true story? Well, yes it is, and here's what we know about the Good King. The story is actually about Wenceslas I, Duke of Bohemia. He was also known as Vaclac the Good, and he lived from 907 to 935. And the reason we have his exact date of death is that he was assassinated on the orders of his brother, appropriately named Boleslas the Cruel. Wenceslas didn't come from Christian stock. His grandfather had been converted to Christianity by Saint Cyril and Methodius, and his mother was the daughter of a pagan tribal chief, though she was baptized before she was married. When young Wenceslas's father died, there was a power vacuum, and the young boy's mother was banished and his grandmother killed by assassins. But once the dust had settled, the people of Bohemia decided they liked Wenceslas and wanted him to be their ruler. His mother ruled as regent until young Wenceslas reached the age of 18, at which point he promptly banished her. To try and avoid disputes, the country was split in two and half given to Wenceslas's younger brother, Boleslas. But Boleslas wasn't happy with the setup, and in September 935, he plotted with a group of noblemen to kill his brother. We even know the date, 28th of September. When Wenceslas was later canonised, this day was made his saint's day. Wenceslas was a good ruler and an excellent administrator. He introduced an education system and a successful law and order system to Bohemia. He was regarded as a martyr and saint almost immediately after his death, but he wasn't promoted from Duke of Bohemia to King of Bohemia until the Holy Roman Emperor Otto I gave him the title posthumously. As people in Bohemia and England in particular began to venerate St. Wenceslas, the chronicler Cosmas of Prague, writing in about the year 1119, said, "His deeds I think you know better than I can tell you, for as is read in his writings and those of others, no one doubts that rising every night from his noble bed with bare feet and only one chamberlain, he went around to God's churches and gave alms generously to widows, orphans, those in prison and afflicted by every difficulty." His remains are in St. Vitus Cathedral in Prague, and his saint's day is a public holiday in the Czech Republic. The words of the carol Good King Wenceslas were written by the Anglican priest John Mason Neal in 1853, so by carol standards it's not particularly old. Throughout this week we'll be listening to this refreshingly robust rendition of this much-loved carol, as well as looking at the story to see what it might have to say to us. See you tomorrow.